Reverend clergy, venerable religious, and my dear friends in Christ, I'd like to wish you all a very blessed feast day of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This feast day is, according to the popes, the greatest of all of the feasts of our Blessed Mother in the liturgical year. And for the sermon on this beautiful and most glorious feast day, I would like to talk to you about something which may seem rather odd, at least at first, and that is the sorrows of our Blessed Mother. So in order to understand the glory that is due to the Most Holy Mother of God, in this her assumption and then coronation as Queen of Heaven and the Universe, it is essential that we understand the price. If we are to examine in an earthly sense how things are acquired, it's perhaps an obvious observation that if you have more money, you can buy more things. Those with a lot of money have the capacity to buy a lot of things. There requires first that ability. You have to have the money. And then the transaction. You have to be willing to give up the money in order to receive back the possession. Now consider this rather basic transactional thing that we do as humans in light of our Blessed Mother and the glory that she won, and by what means. We know that our Blessed Mother has the greatest possible capacity as a creature. In fact, Sacred Scripture says, gratia plena, that is full of grace. And so, we understand that she has great purchasing power, and she received this, it's true, as an inheritance from Almighty God, who loves her with an infinite love. She was given an incredible grace in her Immaculate Conception. But she did not let this grace become void. In fact, Saint Alphonsus, we have heard him say this in his beautiful book, The Glories of Mary, that our Blessed Mother, by her action, grew in capacity and therefore grace and love exponentially every moment from the moment of her conception. Now, this is a concept that is difficult to grasp. Nevertheless, Saint Alphonsus, we must recall, was a lawyer before his sort of conversion, you might say, where he decided to give his life entirely to God. He was a lawyer. He was a very serious man. He was not the one necessarily given to hyperbole or excess. But nevertheless, Saint Alphonsus says, our Blessed Mother's merit, because of her work, grew exponentially every moment. Now, those of you who know a little something about math will understand very quickly that this is a concept that very quickly escapes the realm of physical reality. Because I can give a short or a very easy example. If a person were given a dollar a day, and if they were to double, which of course exponential means we double it each time. If we were to double that dollar every day, this is not every moment, every day. After the first week, we would have $64. After the second week, we would have a little more than $8,000. After the third week, we would have more than $1 million. And after about a year, the number is something that can't be comprehended. In fact, if I remember correctly, it's 7.1 times 10 to the 129th power, which they say is more than the amount of atoms in the universe. This is quite the concept. And so we can see St. Alphonsus saying this about our Blessed Mother is truly astonishing. We can't comprehend the grace and the love and the rate of its growth in the heart of the Blessed Virgin. And so she has great capacity. She has the ability to buy more than we can possibly imagine in a spiritual sense. But then, what comes next? The transaction. She has to give something up. The love that she lavishes on that one most precious, most important person, her own Savior, and also her own Son. Again, that love we can't comprehend. And yet she is going to be asked to give him away. And not simply to give him away as she would need to do in his public life. He would leave home, which must have been an absolute moment of heartbreak. This separation was the dreaded moment she realized when she lost him those 3 days in the temple. She couldn't stand to be separated from him for just those 3 days, and yet here he was to go for 3 years now, his public ministry. And this was difficult enough, but we know that this was not even yet the beginning of the immolation, of the transaction. Because she was to stand beneath the cross. She was to give up absolutely everything. As the Pharisees and the Romans stood by mocking, spitting upon him, having been tortured, scourged, crowned with thorns, lifted up in absolute derision as the lowest of criminals. And yet she had to stand there, not just passively and say, I can't do anything. Whatever happens, happens. This was not the role of our Blessed Mother. She had an active participation, and she willingly made this ultimate sacrifice, the giving up, the complete oblation of her one great possession. And so we can see by a short meditation on the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, how we congratulate her today, how she has merited a crown of eternal glory, the splendor of which we cannot comprehend. Today, finally, that long awaited for day, after such separation, another sadness, in fact, after the ascension of our Lord, though he was resurrected and all things were made right, yet again she was separated from her beloved. But no more on this day. Resurrected from her 3 days dormition, taken up by her Son himself, she now reigns as our mother and our queen for all eternity. So for you and for me, yes, we ought to be filled with awe at the sight of our mother and our queen. Again, congratulate her. Offer her many prayers of thanksgiving. Offer God prayers of adoration and thanksgiving for giving us so good a mother. But let us remember at the same time, we are to follow the same pattern shown by our Blessed Mother. We have a capacity to buy things of eternal value. We have the ability to give up many different things, to give up worldly possessions, to give up our own stubborn will, to give up creature comforts, to make this transaction happen with the constant recollection that there is a reward. And in fact, the transaction is not very fair, we might say, because what we receive is so far beyond what we give up. Almighty God will not be outdone in his generosity. So let us be ready and willing to give up whatever we need to give up, whatever is holding us down, tying us to this earth. But let us also give up what is not necessarily essential that we give up, but to be generous, to look at that pattern given us by our Blessed Mother, who gave everything. Let us ask her on this, her great feast, for that grace to be generous, to be ready and willing to bear the cross, to suffer, to sacrifice generously, so that we may share with her a crown of glory in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.